And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. More national news coverage of Oklahoma's COVID-19 hospital crisis. ABC's World News Tonight on Tuesday visited Comanche County Memorial Hospital in Lawton, where the intensive care unit is over capacity. The hospital's chief medical officer, Dr. Scott Michener, told reporter Matt Gutman they're full, but there isn't anywhere else to send patients because every other hospital is full too.
What happens if a bus crashes on the interstate?
Then you see all these people that are doing the groundwork. They do more. That's all you can do.
This is what keeps you up at night.
I'm not sleeping very well these days.
ABC also interviewed retired Comanche County Judge Alan McCall, current member of Oklahoma State Pardon and Parole Board. He barely survived his battle with COVID at the hospital.
I quit counting 17 code blues because I thought I was getting ready to be 18. And I just had tears running down my face because I didn't know how my family would deal with that. And I saw those nurses just continually charged back in there every time.
And the situation in Lawton may get even worse. The U.S. Army's Fort Sill in Comanche County expects thousands of personnel to be traveling home across the country for the holidays. Commanding General Kenneth Camper.
You know, we do expect to see an increase in COVID cases on return. And so what we're asking folks is to, you know, take those prudent measures to protect yourself and others.
Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have hit record highs multiple times in recent weeks. Earlier this month, Governor Kevin Stitt referred to concerns about hospital capacity as, quote, fear-mongering. The governor did not respond to a request for comment about the ABC News coverage of Lawton's hospital crisis. Union Public Schools buses are not running today or tomorrow because of staffing issues from COVID-19. About 45% of the district's entire transportation department, including bus drivers, mechanics, and office staff, is currently in isolation or quarantine. The suspension of service affects about 2,500 students. Union Secondary School and Bovers Elementary students are currently on distance learning because of staffing shortages from COVID-19. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.